We hear today some words that we can take a lesson from James's general letter, general epistle to the all of the 12 tribes scattered abroad, to all of the Jewish Christians all around the world. James was writing to a group of Christians who had in their past an experience of God Yahweh, God the Father, and who came to know Jesus Christ from having been Jews. And so what he has to say to us comes from the context and the background of the Old Testament, in which you did good things, you got good rewards. You did bad things, you got punished. It's a big long term called Deuteronomic, based on the word from the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomic theology. That if you do good, you get rewarded. If you do bad, you get punished. You get zapped. However, as most of us know, that's not always true. Unfortunately, it seems, sometimes the good people get rained on anyway, and that's not necessarily a good thing. And the bad people sometimes get away with murder. So we come today to ask a simple question. Why? I mean, take a look at what we read here from James in chapter 4. You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. I prefer the translation, you have not because you ask not. But Greg, I've been asking, I've been begging. Again and again and again. Greg, I've been asking, I've been begging, I've been praying. We've all been praying. The church has been praying. My friends have been praying. My family's been praying. The city's been praying. The state has been praying. Send us rain. We've been praying for rain. We've been asking, why don't we have any? I sat in my office on Tuesday and looked at this passage and realized, what a perfect passage to talk about praying for rain on. I'm certain it won't rain by Sunday. Why? Why didn't it rain? We prayed and we prayed and we prayed. I prayed, send the rain so that my yard will be green. Danny prayed, send the rain so that I can mow Greg's yard. Send the rain so the churchyard will be green. Send the rain so my grapevines won't die. Send the rain so I won't have to go to Dallas to wash my car. Send the rain. And it didn't rain. And it still hasn't rained much. Why? That's the question today. Why, when we pray, sometimes we don't hear anything? Sometimes we think we don't get an answer. Would you pray with me now? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your words by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. These things we pray in Jesus' holy and gracious name. Amen. James wrote, you do not have because you do not ask. You have not because you ask not. But we've been asking, we've been praying for months. Send the rain. Send clouds to go hang over Lake Arrowhead for 3 days and pour, what, 20 feet? of water into it. That'll do. Yeah. Please, God, send the rain. Sometimes reading the newspaper is an interesting experience. I discovered several reasons why we weren't getting any rain because of the paper. One person from a particular pulpit in our town that will remain nameless and unidentified said that we were not receiving any rain because we had homosexuals in our city. And until we got rid of them, we would not have any rain. Somebody else said that we weren't getting any rain because Old Navy store was in town. I'm still scratching my head over that one. Well, we've had some rain. We still got the Old Navy store in town. There's still homosexuals in our city. Something tells me there's a problem. Yes, Ted, it does rain in San Francisco. And they've had floods in New York City. I don't think that the presence of the Old Navy store or the presence of homosexuals in Wichita Falls has anything to do with the fact that it did not rain for months. Sorry, that's not it. And thinking that praying that all the homosexuals would leave and that the Old Navy store would close up shop, thinking that praying for those things would bring rain, ain't going to work. And praying for rain so that my yard will turn green and Danny can mow it, and praying for rain that my grapevines will start growing again, and praying for rain so that I don't have to go to Dallas to wash my car, those are the wrong reasons to be praying, friends. And yet I would imagine that most of us were praying for very similar things. Personal things. What did James have to say? You have not because you ask not. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. What should we have been praying for? Rain from on high? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But what should we have been praying for? The rain of the Holy Spirit. The rain of God's love. The rain of God's grace. The rain of God's forgiveness. The rain of the real presence of Jesus Christ in this community. The rain of the love of God in each of us here today. The rain of the kingdom of God here on earth. Rain, not spelled R-A-I-N. Friends, the other kind of rain. The rain of God on earth. That's what we should be praying for, first and foremost. The coming of the kingdom of God. We are the foretaste of the kingdom of God here on earth. We are citizens of this world, but also of not of this world. We are citizens of the United States, and we are subjects of the kingdom of God. And we are called to pray for the coming of the kingdom of God, to pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit, to pray for the coming of God's grace to be poured out upon everybody. We're not called to be pointing fingers of blame at particular groups in our city or particular stores in our town or particular individuals in particular pulpits. Blame for the lack of rain. No. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit to transform this city, and most especially to transform ourselves, our lives, this church. That's what we're called to do. Now, I pray for rain too. I still pray for rain. We just prayed for rain down here a few minutes ago. Nothing wrong with that. But pray for rain because it's God's will. We pray for rain not for our own enrichment, but because it's God's will. Why didn't we have rain for months and months and months? I'll tell you why. We had a high pressure center sitting over us that we always seem to get in the summer, don't we, here? And we always seem to have something of a drought in the summer, don't we? Yes, nod your heads. And as Ted says, it was raining in San Francisco all summer long. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we have not because we ask not. We are afraid to ask God for what we truly need. And what we truly need is the real presence of Jesus. What we truly need is His divine grace. What we truly need is His forgiveness. What we truly need is His transforming, sanctifying grace. And that's what we are called to seek today. God's transforming, sanctifying grace, which rains out upon us with the love of God, a love that should overflow our hearts and impel us to reach out to others, proclaiming the love and forgiveness and transforming life of Jesus Christ. Instead of pointing at the sins of others, we should recognize our own sins and ask God for forgiveness and ask God for His grace to transform us. And then live the gospel. Live the love of God. Live the forgiveness of Christ, so that others might know the real presence of Jesus in us. You have not, James said, because you ask not. And when you're asking for the wrong things. Rather, you should ask, you should pray for the love and real presence of God to be in your life today. I was interested by the choice to end the lesson today by the lectionary, because it skips down to verses 7 and 8 and concludes with, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." That's what we're supposed to be doing. Resisting the devil. Draw near to God, and He, God, will draw near to you. And when God is near you, when God is in you, when you have the real presence of Jesus Christ living in your heart, my friends, you don't have anything to fear. Satan, the lack of water, you have nothing to fear. Seek the grace of God. Pray for the rain of God's Holy Spirit. And God will take care of the rain of water. Pray and ask for God's will to be done. And draw near to God. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.